The latest news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-digest, Nursing Notes, which highlights examples of nurses creating improved patient outcomes and transforming the new standard of care. You can subscribe to receive Nursing Notes updates at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes content is accompanied by two episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the written format. You can listen to previous episodes of Nursing Notes Live on our podcast player at discovernursing.com and subscribe to the podcast series on iTunes. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In this episode of Nursing Notes Live, I talk with nurse practitioner and attorney Joe Flores. We focus on how Joe's nursing background led him to his current position as a lawyer and how that experience has offered him a unique perspective on nursing and healthcare. Check it out. Joe, I want to welcome you to Nursing Notes Live, and I'm excited to have you here on the show this week. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how you got started in nursing?
Well, I grew up in a small town, Alice, Texas. It's a little bit west of Corpus Christi, and I always had an interest in the healthcare field because my mother was a nurse's aide. Working in the hospital and also was a receptionist. So I pretty much grew up around the hospital since the age of three. In high school, one of my first jobs was a pharmacy tech and a nurse's aide. And I was a president of Health Occupation Students of America, which was a great organization in high school. I was fascinated with medical terminology, Greek, Latin, and those suffixes, prefixes, and things, and how to put those words together. So I loved it, and I enjoyed it. And working with people in a small town. I had been a newspaper boy before, and that was my first real job, essentially working in a hospital. And then I went on to college and studied nursing. And at the time, we were less than about 3% of our graduating class back in the late 80s. And that's how I got into nursing, and it's been a great career. Now, 29 years later, here I am.
And let's talk a little bit about that journey, because you're an attorney now. But what drew you? Like, how did your career progress in nursing that made you decide, hey, I want to move on and be an attorney focusing on nursing issues?
Well, as I progressed getting skills, I worked in the ICU, I worked in telemetry, and got some pretty decent skills. Then I did long-term care. I was also a weekend supervisor at a nursing home, so I did geriatrics. So I was getting a broad variety of training. And as a nursing student, I worked in pediatrics and things. And what happened was one day I had a friend of mine that was working at a pretty esteemed lawyer in our community. And he was in a hurry to get a case filed and said, aren't you a nurse? I said, yes. And he said, can you look at this box of records and tell me if what you see? And it was a nursing home case. And I saw, obviously, they hadn't turned this person. They hadn't, fed them as they should. The weight loss was inconsistent with the amount and percentages of what they were recording that had been eaten. And I told him all these things, wrote it up in a little one-page report to him. And then a couple of weeks later, he sends me a check for what I make in a month. And I told him, there has to be a mistake. And he said, no, because of the knowledge that you gave me, I settled a case for near $1 million. The family has some closure. They lost their mother. So a light went on, and I said, I like reviewing these records. It's a great way to make a side, income. And I just am fascinated by the world of lawyers. I didn't know anything about what it was, but as when I was younger, people would say, you have the gift of gab. You should have been a lawyer. I got that a lot. You should have been a comedian a lot, too. So I have a little kind of wacky humor. But so that's what kind of drove my fascination with it. And I went back. I had a two-year degree as an associate degree nurse. I took 2 years off, worked nights, saved money so I wouldn't be in college debt. Then I went back and got my bachelor's degree, did the same thing again. And by 27, I went back for nurse practitioner school. The hospital I worked for helped pay for that. And I was so interested in reviewing cases and being a legal nurse consultant, self-taught, that over 7-8 years that I applied for law school. And I wanted to be in healthcare, health lawyer. And that's what I do today. For the last 16 years, I've been a health law lawyer, but I'm also a nurse practitioner. And I see about maybe about 30 or 40 hours a month worth of patients. But I still practice law, and I represent a lot of nurses, not only here in this state, but on compliance issues nationwide.
And that's pretty amazing. And I, you know, I've talked to a lot of nurse entrepreneurs who branch out into different areas of healthcare associated with nursing. And I'm curious, you know, as you moved into opening your own practice and before that working as a legal nurse consultant, what were some of the things that you brought from your nursing training to help you branch out into working for yourself?
I think the clinical skills and the review of medical records kind of go hand in hand. And when you bring a good amount of skills and also I think nurses are just inherently teachers, you know, having to teach their patients, families, providing anticipatory guidance regarding care, that when you work with attorneys, you bring that skill set with you and you become an educator to these attorneys. And for many of them, it literally is Greek to them, the medical terminology and what happened. So a lot of the rewarding part was working with attorneys, seeing how they worked, and then taking that skill set that I got, that I obtained from geriatrics, ICU, and working all that, and then bringing it to the law firms that I worked with. I think that it brought a lot to the table, and then I, in turn, learned a lot from the attorneys. And so that helped me when I, as far as my practical skills when I went to law school.
So what kind of things do you think a nurse needs to have in mind if they want to look into branching out in this direction? Is there any kind of things they should be preparing to do or looking into before they make a decision to leap into either as a nurse consultant in this field or even maybe going back to school and getting a law degree?
You know, first, it's a two-part question, and it's an excellent one. The legal nurse consultant field, there are great programs that offer a certification, but they're quite costly. Most nurses will break the bank taking these sort of courses. So I've made my own course, which is worth what you would pay CLEs for. Continuing nurse education, same thing. I was thinking about lawyer continuing legal education, but I made an affordable course and I plan on publishing it this fall where people for a few hundred dollars can get an intro, can find out my experiences and my journey, because there are a lot of great programs out there and I fully support American Association of Legal Nurse Consultants, but they're not the ones charging, you know, a very high amount to take class. So as far as preparation as a legal nurse consultant, in my view, most nurses already have what it takes. They have highly organized, mind, skills, training, background. They know how to review records. They know where to find the smoking guns. They know how to, what they lack is learning the legal culture. And that's why I wanted to write a book and a course book to provide that sort of roadmap, since I do practice. I still, as an attorney, I still practice as a nurse and as a nurse practitioner, and I review records of my own on a daily basis. So I wanted to give them a 360 view of things, because most nurses, if they take a legal nurse consulting course, they don't learn the culture of the law. They don't learn what lawyers want. Many of them will take the courses and go to a family law lawyer and say, hey, I can review your medical malpractice cases. And they'll say, well, I don't handle that. And that's a common error. You know, you've got to know who you're dealing with, what attorneys you're dealing with. The second part of it, I guess, of the response is if you are interested, and many nurses are, I don't know many nurses that don't like CSI and Law and Order, and they're fascinated by the legal field. If you are indeed ready to take that leap, I'd strongly recommend getting a LSAT book. That is the LSAT, which is what I did. I didn't take any formal review courses. Again, I just took Cliff notes, sort of books and review courses on my own. And a lot of it is about verbal skill and word analogies and reading comprehension and diagramming very abstract concepts. And so they want to, and there was a reason when I took my law insurance exam that they do this, because you're going to be dealing with very complex issues, and often there are many parties and ethical issues involved. And so I think nurses have it. I think nurses have what it takes if they want to become an attorney. And if they do, I think that they're a great asset to the legal profession because of their medical training and background. I've been blessed to do both for over 16 years.
How do you stay in touch with some of the things that you need to keep in touch with as far as a nurse, being a nurse? I know you have your clinical hours and things that you're still putting in as a nurse practitioner, but are there any sources of information or news or things that you use to keep in touch with what's going on in healthcare?
Absolutely. I read about 6-7 journals a month, and now with the internet, of course, in the last 10 years especially, I read everything from Medscape to anything I can get my hands on as far as keeping up with the latest in care. I'm still involved in organizations. I still am a CCRN because I do teach and I do take care of the critically ill in the home setting. I have my own house call company. So I've managed to stay in the critical care field. I'm also a member of Sigma Theta Tau, the International Society of Honor Society of Nursing. So I keep up with research there. And then just with my colleagues, I serve as the president of the Coastal Bend Advanced Practice Nurses here in Corpus Christi, Texas. And I'm also an affiliate with the Houston Area Nurse Practitioners. So just working with nurses and I think representing them and looking over issues that they have keep me fresh. And plus just knocking on doors, going in those houses, visiting with patients and providing that care. It's very rewarding, and it's a great break actually from being a lawyer, going in there, and it's a different perspective. Most times that lawyering really is a thankless job. It can be rewarding, but it's in the reward itself, the hard work you put in. Whereas in the healthcare field, I think people are more appreciative and they're in a different set of circumstances. You know, you're not going to have somebody that's sentenced to prison and you saved them 5 years, but they're still going to have to serve 5 years for healthcare fraud, like some of the cases I work on. They're not going to thank you for getting them a prison sentence. But if you go in, say, in hospice like I do now, there was a progression from my ICU days. You get that family, you get that patient, you get that thankful sort of that reward of that positive reinforcement that you're doing something right. And it's not a win or lose proposition. Like in the law, it's a war. And so it's a lot of high stakes, a lot of pressure. Not that nursing isn't hard work, but it has its different rewards. It has multiple rewards. So I guess to wrap it up in that vein that we're talking about, if you're going to be a nurse turned lawyer, you have to prepare yourself mentally to know that it can be a very lonely profession. It can be, if you don't like conflict and you don't like taking on somebody, an adversary, it may not be for you, or sometimes people use different law degrees, not necessarily in the courtroom, but to be consultants or work for a hospital and things like that, risk management. So there are different areas, but I would say that's my take on it.
You know, nursing's changed quite a bit since you first started, years ago. But there's a lot still going on, a lot of changes happening. What are some of the things you see changing the most over the next, say, 2 to 5 years in nursing?
I think the aging of the population concerns me. I think, I'll be 50 here pretty quick, and I used to be the youngest guy in a code or in a hospital setting. And I think that we need more nurses out there, particularly nurses with diversity. Our country's changing, and I think that we should welcome and embrace that change. Right now, perhaps in this country, there's not as much openness. There's more a nationalistic sort of policy, and that concerns me, because with diversity in nursing, we have diversity in care. We have respect for people that may not be documented, but still are here in our country, and we have to provide care. And that concerns me, that we're not getting that diversity that we need. The population aging as well. We're getting older people that are sicker, and there are people that are living longer. Alzheimer's is a huge issue. Other issues that, you know, involve long-term care, things that are migrating to the home setting, it's exploded. And I think one of the ways that I'm excited about, that I'm spearheading, is teaching nurses and nurse entrepreneurs how to do telemedicine sort of businesses. That way we can reach patients in a very fundamental manner, monitor their blood pressure, their glucose, for example, and other metrics, and at the same time provide that care. So the technology we really need to harness in the next 5 years, I think telemedicine is going to be a solution to provide better outcomes. And I think prevent unnecessary hospitalization. So that's the 5 years, in the next 5 years between now and my early to mid 50s, I'm going to be focusing in on providing telemedicine to those that are underserved. I think that those that need a doctor and a nurse practitioner and a nurse that may be out in the rural areas, like I go and practice, I go visit people in rural areas. I think that's where I am. I guess the combination of the aging population, the shortage of nurses in critical areas. There are nurses and doctors aplenty, but the problem is that are there enough in our underserved and rural areas? And that concerns me. And also this sort of trend towards a nationalistic sort of view, which is not altogether bad, but we don't want to lose what makes America rich in its culture and its tolerance of different beliefs and different cultures. I think that we need to remember who we are as Americans and as nurses, and not get lost in the rhetoric really just treat everybody equally, whether their ethnicity. I've always prided myself in knowing that in nursing, like law enforcement, other professions, that, you know, care is color blind. We don't look at a person's skin or their sexual orientation or where they came from. We just nurse. We just care for them. And that's what makes me proud to still be in this profession nearly 30 years later.
Yeah, and I like what you said there. It's important for us to really focus on bringing new nurses into the profession and bringing a diverse group of new nurses into the profession. And we can do that often by reaching out to people we know, young people and students we know, and encouraging them to go into the nursing profession and show them the success and the things that they can do and the various things that are outside of what they would think of nursing as being.
I agree, and I would encourage not only minority but also men to enter nursing. Right now, we don't have it as gender neutral as I believe that we should. When I went to nursing school, I encountered many of the same difficulties that many men are encountering in nursing right now: getting through your obstetric rotation, taking care of female patients. Even to this day, with the progression in a lot of attitudes and social mores with gender, there's still a lot of bias, because men are a very small population of the nursing profession, and it sort of creates some barriers, which I think that we need to work on. I've worked with wonderful women in nursing that raised me as a man child, if you will, as a cub, and I worked in ICU with very strong female nurses as well as males. And I'd like to see more men. My brother is a nurse. He's working on his nurse practitioner. His name's Fred, his nurse practitioner degree. And my mother is an RN. When I graduated high school, she graduated nursing school, and then she encouraged me to go. And then she encouraged my my brother to attend. So it's a gift, but that we've been given. It's a blessing, but we need more minorities. We need more, and older people too. If you're like thinking of a second career, regardless of your background or your ethnicity or your color or your gender, you really need to think of nursing. I think that it's a great profession. We need as many nurses as we can, and we need to do it in a cost-effective manner. I think that the nursing profession is going to evolve more to the home. I predict that there's going to be a lot more care administered in the home because of the costs that are just spiraling out of control. Our GDP is more than 15% of healthcare. So I think all of that boiled together, if we boil it all down, it's the cost, it's the diversity that we need, and I just believe that nursing is a great profession, that people need to think about it, whether they're young or whether they're not so young and they're thinking about a second profession.
Stay tuned for more episodes here at Nursing Notes Live coming soon, and check out our other episode this month where I talk to Stacy Ryan, a recent graduate of the Yale University School of Nursing Psychiatric Mental Health Nursing Specialty Master's Program. You'll find that and other episodes of Nursing Notes Live in the podcast area on iTunes, as well as our podcast player on discovernursing.com. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medicast Productions. All rights reserved.